3-day break. Here's what to do in Fuerteventura. Planning a little getaway to Fuerteventura, and not sure what to do. Thanks to its vast pristine beaches, it's known for being one of the most wild and beautiful islands out there. Read on to discover how to get the most out of these landscapes in just 3 days. Car hire is essential. It means you can get around easily, and get to the types of places where the journey is just as important as the destination. Once you've got your transport sorted, it's time to choose your accommodation, and what better place than a Princess Hotel? The south of the island is home to three of the chain's hotels, the Fuerteventura Princess, Isencia de Fuerteventura and Club Jandia Princess. Day 1, a beach flanked by towering mountains. On the first day, we want you to fall in love with Cufat, one of the Canary Islands' most spectacular beaches. It's a one-hour drive from any of our hotels and to get there, you need to travel down a rough dirt track. But before you hit the beach, we recommend a rather spooky stop-off. Casa Winter. Casa Winter is brimming with mystery and a murky past. You'll make your way there via a dirt track surrounded by mountains and ravines. At the end of the road you'll come across the stately villa, boasting a turret, inner courtyard, fireplace and crocodile gargoyles. The villa certainly looks gloomy, and the stories that lie beneath are even gloomier. The official line is that Gustav Winter, a wealthy German engineer, bought a vast plot of land on the Jandia Peninsula to build his summer residence, now known as Casa Winter. But other accounts claim that the house was built to support Germany during the Second World War. It's even said that it was connected to the ocean via underground cavities, providing access to Nazi submarines. Pedro Fumero is the current resident of Casa Winter, and he's the researcher responsible for linking the mansion with Nazi Germany. It's open to the public every day from 10 till 14 o'clock, and 15 o'clock till 17 o'clock. Cufat. Cufat is one of those never-ending beaches where the surrounding mountains make you realize how small our place in the world actually is. There isn't a single tree or palm tree in sight. Cufat spans a full 12 kilometers, and is simply begging you to take a walk and feel the sea lapping at your feet. If you're heading to Cufat, bear in mind that much of the road is in fact a dirt track, and not all drivers are prepared for it. Once you've got past this stretch, a mountain road takes you to the highest point. Stop off at the Degola do Aguaovja viewpoint at 230 meters above sea level, and take in the sheer vastness of the landscape. Day 2, unique landscapes. On the second day of your Fuerteventura adventure, there are even more immense sandy beaches to enjoy. This time, head north to see the Caralejo Dunes, El Cotillo and, if you're feeling up to it, climb to the top of Calderon Hondo in Lajeres. Caralejo Dunes. Caralejo, or more specifically the Dunes Natural Park, is one of the island's main attractions. This protected natural space is an hour and a half away by car. When you get there, head straight for the sand and explore the stunning dunes spanning both sides of the road. You'll have a great time, and the best photos of your trip come guaranteed. Dashing down these huge mounds of sand is such fun. And whilst you're in Caralejo, you must take the opportunity to visit the city. The main avenue is loaded with shops, restaurants and bars with an unrivaled atmosphere. El Cotillo. The sand may not stretch as far as at Caralejo Dunes, but there's no doubt about it, La Conca Beach in El Cotillo is breathtakingly beautiful. La Conca is quiet, with crystal clear waters, and if you're looking for more action you can get your snorkel on and discover the treasures of the island's seabed. Plus, you'll absolutely love the fishing village. It's utterly enchanting, dotted with white and blue houses, some built by hand, and amazing restaurants where you can sample the local cuisine. Calderon Hondo. To top off your day, why not take a little walk? From the town of Lajeres, take an easy 2.8-kilometer path to Calderon Hondo and climb 278 meters of altitude. This volcanic crater is beautifully preserved and offers an idyllic view of the famous Bayo Alignment, a set of 12 mountains including Calderon Hondo. Day 3, Lobos Island. This trip could easily take up a whole day, and do you know what? It's worth it. Lobos Islet is just 4.5 square kilometers, and has little more than a small family restaurant and an information hut. The rest of the island is strewn with small paths leading to beaches including La Conca and Puertito, where the boats drift in and tourists snap photos to capture memories of their visit. In the north of the islet you'll find Martino Lighthouse, offering a view of the whole of Lanzarote's south coast. To get to the island, you can take one of the many boats departing from Porto de Carrilegio to Lobos daily. The timetables vary, so if you're keen to do something else on the day you can easily combine this excursion with other plans. But we think there's plenty to see. Enjoy all of its beaches, discover every little path, and immerse yourself in the most crystal clear waters the Canary Islands have to offer. Before we finish, if you've got time left over in Fuerteventura, you might be interested in an alternative plan. There's a lot to choose from. You could check out the Ruta de los Coronels, visit the caves at Ajui, or discover the hidden mysteries of the Malpais Grande, a protected landscape.